Credit card swipe fees are going down, so why are restaurants so unhappy? Benihana is sold for $365 million, and a group of baseball players are accused of illegally trading Del Taco stock. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Executive Editor Lisa Jennings. After 20 years of courtroom battles with restaurants and retailers, MasterCard and Visa have agreed to lower their swipe fees, the charges merchants pay to have credit card charges processed. But there are significant restrictions to the rollback. It would not begin until April 1st, 2025, and would only run for 5 years. Business groups have also blasted the relief that would be provided, saying the reduction would amount to about 0.5%. What's more, the deal is still subject to approval by the federal court that's hearing the latest legal action filed against the credit card giants.
Benihana has a new owner. The One Group, the parent company of upscale full-service brands STK and Kona Grill, is acquiring Benihana and its sister concept, Raw Sushi, for $365 million. The deal will nearly triple One's footprint to 168 locations worldwide, and more than double its annual revenue to over $1 billion. One said the 60-year-old Benihana is a perfect fit for its experiential dining model and will make it a truly scaled company with restaurants across the U.S. and in 12 other countries. It's charting an ambitious path towards 800 total locations and $5 billion in annual revenue.
Four current and former minor league baseball players have been indicted in an insider trading scheme involving Del Taco. The four, Jordan Czar, Grant Witherspoon, Chaz Lambert, and Austin Bernard, have been accused by the SEC and the Justice Department of trading on Del Taco stocks in the weeks leading up to the 2021 announcement of its sale to Jack in the Box. The SEC says that a friend of Czar's, who worked in the Jack in the Box finance department, told him of the deal in private, but Czar told several other friends, including the three charged, and they bought call options on the stock. When the deal was announced in December 2021, the four sold the options and made a total of $189,000.
Another activist investor has the ear of BJ's Restaurants. The casual dining chain on Wednesday said it had entered into an agreement with PW Partners to take recommendations on ways to improve shareholder value. In exchange, PW will withdraw two nominees for BJ's board. Earlier this month, another activist, Pleasant Lake Partners, managed to put a proxy on BJ's board. Both investors are aiming to improve BJ's cost structure and value.
The Women's Food Service Forum Leadership Conference wrapped up Wednesday in Dallas, bringing together about 3,000 women and other allies with careers in all aspects of food service, from restaurants to suppliers to distributors and more. It's the 35th anniversary of the event, which seeks to elevate women in a traditionally male-dominated industry. Attendees said the conference has been essential for both their professional and personal development.
The city of Berkeley, California has agreed at the request of the California Restaurant Association to hold off on enforcing a first-of-its-kind ban on the use of gas-powered kitchen equipment by new restaurants. Technically, the law prevents gas from being piped into future facilities. The concession was more of a peace offering than a move likely to affect the business. Berkeley was already in the process of repealing the law, which had been struck down by a court because it ran contrary to the longstanding recognition that fuel transport is monitored by federal regulations, not rules set by the state. City officials and CRA representatives have been fighting over the ban for years.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Lisa Jennings.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.